in the limelight.
The best the U.S. administration could do for itself and the rest of the world is to take a sabbatical for a decade for policing the planet, says Marco Carnelis Ryder in an article titled, Great Game in West Asia is Over and America Lost. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. Biden has very few options to restore U.S. global credibility and counter the rise of the Eurasian power bloc. And all of them are bad. The tragic epilogue in Afghanistan came as no surprise to those few analysts who knew the real dynamics of the conflict but were often ignored or ridiculed. Following the fall of Kabul into the hands of the Taliban, there were a plethora of post-mortems as to what went so wrong. The just-released, highly informative report of the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction provides a clear picture. Sadly, America's political and military establishments remain impervious to learning basic lessons. The best the U.S. administration could do for itself and the rest of the world is to take a sabbatical for a decade from policing the planet. The United States is living in chaos, with the 20th anniversary of 9/11 approaching, thus ending the cycle of imperial overreach, which became the so-called War on Terror, a cycle which one of the leading scholars of the region, Professor Fawz Georges, called the greatest strategic disaster in the United States' modern history. However, another chapter is drawing to a close, and with it, another U.S. defeat. The Great Game in West Asia. As a veteran, U.S. intelligence operative pointed out, Washington's focus on Afghanistan has had very little to do with establishing a better and more equitable society for the Afghans. The ostensible impulse was nominally to destroy the presence of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. The deeper and more profound reason was more pointedly to establish a military and geopolitical foothold in Central Asia. The nation's building and humanitarian aspects of the American occupation were largely window dressing to cover Washington's geopolitical ambitions. Biden is unlucky to be holding the can for his predecessor's gross miscalculations. He can, however, be fairly accused of having failed utterly to plan for this event and for the sheer lack of empathy he has shown for the Afghans flocking to the airport and for the fate of thousands of Americans still in the country. The U.S. regime military and security establishments continue to live in a bubble detached from reality. Just a few weeks ago, Biden claimed there was no risk of Afghan military collapse. The blame game in Washington has only just started. Of the bad options listed, the best this administration could do for itself and the rest of the world is to take a sabbatical for a decade from policing the planet. It is the only way of restoring the U.S. credibility and to return without hubris and arrogance. The project of revising America's dangerous sense of itself and its own exceptionalism, its belief in the U.S. role in the world as fundamentally benign, and Pax Americana, being a universal good, has never been more urgent. Biden, of course, will plow on along another cul-de-sac. In the autumn, he aims to convene a summit of democracies. This will ascribe global insecurity to rising authoritarianism, which is the word America now uses for anyone who resists American hegemony. However, Biden may find recruitment for a new coalition to be more complicated, even among the U.S. most devoted allies.